We hear in today's first reading from Zechariah how we're supposed to have rejoice. Rejoice that there is going to be a king that comes to rule us. Rejoice that there is a king, and no longer we're going to be military might. A king that rides on a donkey, not on a horse that shows power and strength, doesn't rely on bows. And his reign is going to last forever. We know who that is. That's Jesus, our Lord. And sometimes we just need that reminder of who Christ is in our lives and how we need to be. Because as with the Jewish people, freedoms can easily be taken away, just as they had their captors. And even for us, sometimes as Catholics, some places can ban Catholics from holding public offices. Some places could even restrict them from voting, and even to practice their faith openly. And even the clergy had to be careful of how they dressed and made themselves known. You probably would think I'm talking about another country, but this was our country back before the Revolutionary War. A reminder to us of how easily humans could take our freedoms away. And I think it's very appropriate as we continue to celebrate this 4th of July weekend, our 250-year anniversary, that we can read a letter from our first bishop ever in the United States, from Archbishop John Carroll in 1791. His prayer was as such, keeping the restrictions of the faith that Catholics had. We pray, Almighty God and Eternal God, who through Jesus Christ has revealed thy glory to all nations, to persevere the works of your mercy, that your church, being spread through the whole world, may continue with unchanging faith in a confession of your name. We pray thee, who alone are good and holy, to endow with heavenly knowledge, sincere zeal, and sanctity of life, our chief bishop, the Pope, the vicar of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the government of his church, our own bishop, all other bishops, prelates, and pastors of the church, and especially those who are appointed to exercise among us the functions of holy ministry, and conduct your people into the ways of salvation. We pray, O God of might, wisdom, and justice, through whom authority is rightly administered, laws are enacted, and judgment decreed, assist with your Holy Spirit of counsel and fortitude the President of these United States, that his administration may be conducted in a righteousness and be eminently useful to your people over whom he presides, by encouraging due respect for virtue and religion, by a faithful execution of the laws, in justice and mercy, and by restraining vice and immorality. Let the light of your divine wisdom direct the deliberations of Congress and shine forth in all the proceedings and laws framed for our rule and government, so that they may tend to the preservation of peace, the promotion of national happiness, the increase of industry, sobriety, and useful knowledge, and may perpetuate to us the blessing of equal liberty. We pray for His Excellency, the Governor of this state, for the members of the Assembly, for all judges, magistrates, and all officers who are appointed to guard our political welfare, that they may be enabled by your powerful protection to discard the duties of their representative stations with honesty and ability. We recommend likewise to your unbounded mercy all our brethren and fellow citizens throughout the United States, that they may be blessed in the knowledge and sanctified in the observance of your most holy law, that they may be preserved in union and in that peace which the world cannot give, and after enjoying the blessing of this life, be admitted to those which are eternal. Finally, we pray to you, O Lord of mercy, to remember the souls of your servants departed, who have gone before us with the sign of faith, and repose in the sleep of peace the souls of our parents, relatives, and friends, and those who, when living, were members of this congregation, and particularly of such as lately deceased of all benefactors who, by their donation and legacy to this church, witnessed their zeal for the decency of divine worship and proved their claim to our grateful and charitable remembrance. To these, O Lord, and to all that rest in Christ, grant, we beseech you, a place of refreshment, light, and everlasting peace. To the same Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. It's a reminder to us of our freedoms, of how people fought for this great nation, and how even Jesus, in today's gospel, shows us how he prayed for us, wanting us to be a people set apart, giving praise to Father, to his Father, that he graciously accepts us. And when we recognize that acceptance, we recognize that it's no longer about us. It's about doing our Father's will and allowing our freedoms, not our freedoms here on earth, but our freedoms free of vice in our life, of our sins, and to really stand out as saints and to allow ourselves to be unburdened by those things that hold us back from growing in love. Let's be reminded how our Lord prayed for us, and we should follow our Lord's example, who gone before us, to follow him and to allow him to grow in our hearts so others around us may share in the mercy and love of God. Jesus, who dwells in us, who gives us his great gift, his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. He gives that to us freely. Let us accept that freedom and allow our Lord to grow part of our hearts and to show that same freedom to others.